Blog Talk Radio.
The state of Georgia has opened up. I don't care what nobody say. Forget all that. Atlanta.
Talking real to you,
comes on at 8 o'clock Central. Our Tuesday night show, it's a Dr. Lowe show. It comes on 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. On Wednesday, we have our, every Wednesday, we have our sports show. And each one of those shows, they alternate. So if it's on Tuesday night, that will not be a Monday night show. But Wednesday, we have that show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time every Wednesday. Thursday, we have two shows. We have the Love Cafe that comes on the normal rotate them. So we go Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we kind of rotate it a little bit to kind of keep us up going. Like then we on, that's a 6 o'clock show. Then at 8 o'clock, we have the Minister Shannon show. We're going to get back with that. She's kind of been working to try to get her format ready for our new year, really. She hasn't been on this new year. But that's Minister Shannon Hendricks Lewis, and she'll be talking just life issues, talk about life issues. Then on Friday, we have Ballin' with the Doc, which is our sports show. So we're going to have an awesome time each one of those days. Now, again, on Friday, we're 2:30. We got to give that time, 2:30 Central Standard Time, 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. The Love Cafe. I want you to keep in mind, the Love Cafe is truly, truly the real love talk show that smooths your love appetite. We have the L as an acronym. That's being able to listen. The O is to be able to overcome whatever you're encountering. The V is that you value the relationship you have. And E is the expectation and the excitement. This is a cafe. In a cafe, as you know, we can't go to many restaurants right now because of COVID-19. You can get all your nourishment right here with us. We're going to smooth your appetite. If you go and look at our appetizer, or what we would call, you know, most of the time, you say we're going to look at the appetizer and our starter, that's our lust. We're going to talk about lust. You got to know the difference between lust and love. Then we go to the entree. The entree is all about the attraction. You look at that, you're having your dinner. Oh, man, I'm making dinner at home. I got that steak laid out in front of me. You got all that laid out in front of you, and you just want to see how to attract and just get you all stirred up inside. Then our dessert, that's an attachment. That's the appetizer. That's the starter. That's the entree. And that's the dessert. And that's what the Love Cafe is all about. Now, if you want to tweak the show, you can go to at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Now, if you're interested in catching the show, if you're on Facebook and you want to catch it on Blog Talk Radio, I gave you the call-in number and I'm going to give you the web link. If I didn't get it, I'll repeat it again. And on Facebook, for those people on Blog Talk Radio, is facebook.com/drldalbertosmith. Check us out now. We want you to go to Facebook, make a request. You know, some people say I'm requesting, but I can't get in. Yes, I'm averaging at 5,000 friends that wants to be a part, wants to be considered as Facebook friends. So in essence, we want you to consider being a part of it if you're not on Facebook, if you're on Blog Talk, or you're on Instagram. If you go to Instagram, you go to Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. You can be on Instagram, make a request, and you can check it out, and we'll have an awesome time. I can tell you, it's so good to be able to have people joining you as we talk right now. We're going to talk some love. Just like the song said, you know, you got that love. You got that love. We don't own the rights to that song, but we wanted to play and get our show started off with tonight. I truly love you. Why do I feel so bad? That's the title of our show tonight. We have several topics that we're using to make sure we focus on that particular thing. So we always talk about the acronym, as I mentioned to you, that's listening. If you're in a relationship and you say, I love somebody, they should be able to listen to you. You should listen to them. The O. It's overcoming. No matter what the challenges are, you should be able to overcome the challenges, because if we're in this, you know, it's going to be tough times. You know, we just got to fight through it. The V is valuable. How valuable is our relationship? How do you feel about me? And then the E, again, is expectation and excitement. If the relationship don't have any excitement, that's not, you know, you want to venture off and do something. You want to laugh. You want to joke. You want to enjoy yourself. That's what the cafe is all about, and we're going to have an awesome time tonight. So let's make this thing do what it do. You know, first thing we're going to talk about, is it love or attachment? That's what you're going to talk about. I want you to think about that for a second. Is it love or attachment? That's the question. First of all, before you can understand whether it's love or attachment, you have to have your definition of what you consider is love. You know, people just use this randomly, I love you. You know, I tell everybody, when you say that, you're giving that as a gift to somebody. Because at the end of my show, I tell everybody, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. That's what it's all about, because you can't change how I feel. I have enough love for everybody because God blessed me with that opportunity to have love. As we go through COVID-19 coronavirus, I want to give a shout-out before I really get into is it love or attachment. Shout-out to all our emergency staff, all our doctors and our nurses and our health care workers. I want to give a shout-out because they're grinding. They're working hard. They're trying to save lives, and they're trying to keep us upright. I want to give a shout-out to law enforcement because they are making sure our streets are safe. And they're making sure our community is safe. I want to give a shout out to our educators because they are going through a whole different revolution of education. They're revolutionizing education. That's what's going on because, you know, before we had face to face, now we had to go to virtual learning. That's something different for our educators, for our teachers, for whoever is working in the school system. That's different. We want to give a shout out to our mental health counselors. If you know, we're going through these times, and we talked about on our Monday night show, and we'll have it rotate every other Monday. We want to talk about mental health and wellness during COVID-19. Just keep that in mind. And we're going to talk about what you need. What are some strategies? What can you do? You can have some self-care strategies. We got to do that. So we want to make sure we honor. So we have to give a shout-out to those individuals. We have to give a shout-out to our licensed clinical social workers because they're working on. Give a shout-out to our grocers. You know, give a shout-out to our truck drivers that's getting the food and back for. We got to give them a shout-out because that's what it's all about. And all the individuals who serve as leaders trying to lead their communities, trying to lead their cities, their states, or wherever the country, wherever it may, we have to make sure we're there and following our leadership. Wherever you think it goes, just your choice, you make your own decision. So we want to give a shout out to those. So back to our title and our topic. I truly love you. Why do I feel so bad? Is it a real get back love or is it a comeback love? What do you want to write? Is it love or attachment? First of all, we have to understand what love is, and that's what we'll talk about first before we get to the attachment. You know, have you met someone, and I'm just trying to push some things out, and felt such an instant, an amazing bond with them? And you asking yourself, why? What is going on with me? You know, I don't even know this person, but it seemed like we've been knowing each other for such a long time. You get around somebody, you become so comfortable, you relax. You feel close to them, you don't really know them. You know, love is a state of mind. You have to keep that in mind. Love comes from the internal part of you. It comes from your spirit. It comes from your soul. And it comes from your heart. That's love. That's true love. So you have to know what is your definition of love. I just shared just a couple things. When you just walk by somebody and you're like, man, or they come over, they talk with you, wow, you know, you feel so comfortable. See, love requires you to be vulnerable. The other V, to be vulnerable. Vulnerable means you're allowing, as you know, allowing yourself. And it's to me that I'm going to open my heart up. And when I'm ready to open my heart up to you, I'm saying that I can give you that gift that I love you, but it must be reciprocated back to you. If you're not getting it in return, then it becomes that other thing, attachment. But we're not going to move to attachment too quick. We're going to continue with love. Love is not a need. If your definition of love is a need, I need him because I love her. I love him. Whatever you say is not a need. It's a state of mind. It's not a feeling. Love is not a feeling. You have to keep that in mind. It's where it makes you fuzzy. It makes you excited. You know when you're in love because you like, you know true love because that's how you'll feel inside. It's fuzzy feeling. It's exciting. It's just not if it, oh, I love him because he makes me feel good. No. It has to be internal. Internalized love. You do that by, first of all, when we talk about our healthy relationship signs and characteristics, one of the first things is self-love. You can't love anybody till you love yourself. If you're not comfortable in looking in the mirror and see and say, I love what I see, then you have a problem. You're not going to be able to reciprocate that back to anybody else because you don't love yourself. You'll become a self. You will say you love, but it's a selfish love. We're not talking about a selfish love. We're talking about love from the soul. We're talking about the love from the heart. That's true love, and you can't be afraid of true love if you want to be happy. Love is not demanding or desperate. Love is not demanding. You can't love me and demand me to do things. We talk about the acronym of the L, which is listening. Listening have a lot of things that go along with it. When I demand you to do something, I mean I'm telling you what you need to do. That's not communication. Love is about communication. Not only about self-love, love is all about communication. I have to communicate with you. You have to communicate with me. I have to listen to what you're saying, and you have to listen to what I am saying. That's a step toward true love. Love is whole. It's whole. You can't give anybody part of love and stay in love or be in love or understand true love. You cannot give people part of it. Repeat that. It's whole. And you have to give it wholly giving to. You have to give it. That's what love is all about. You can't just take that selfish and ego love. True love is that if I give, I will receive from you. That's what we're talking about, true love or attachment. Is it true love or attachment? We're going to move forward and talk about true love and how you may see it and how I see it. What is true love? You can type in some things and let me know on Facebook as well as on Instagram. Type it in. People that's on Blog Talk Radio, we need you to dial those 7 digits and those 10 digits and make sure you you know where we are. Usually have number 7. Now we know, have to know 10. And that's 347-857-4192. Dial and press 1, and I'll put you on. We'll chat back and forth. What is true love to you? As I said earlier, love isn't a feeling. It's a state of mind. Your relationship could be wild. It could be exciting. But if it's a true relationship that involves love, which is true love, it will fill your heart and your soul with warm, fuzzy feelings. It's not a feeling. If, and I repeat that, when love is exciting when you're in a relationship, and you know it's exciting, love fills your heart and your soul. And once it feels true love, fill your heart and soul, you become fuzzy, warm inside. It's internal, my sister, my brother. That's what it's all about. If you don't know how to identify and you're looking for true love, you must understand yourself and the self-love you have for yourself. And if you have that where you're getting warm and fuzzy inside and it's in your heart, it's in your soul, you will meet someone who will return that to you. Now you know true love. Now you know what's happening. And that's what it's all about. We have to keep that in mind. We also have to understand that when you find that love and you have somebody who loves you in return, it brings about happy moments in your life. Moments you have to remember, you can remember how excited you was when you was with that person, how excited you was when you was doing something with that person, how excited you want to hold their hands and they want to hold your hand. They want to hug on you and love on you, and you something you may not be used to because of the previous relationship, and the skills you learned from that relationship had nothing to do with true love. But when you find true love, let me tell you, when you find true love, you'll be ready to sacrifice. You'll sacrifice. It's not a give and take situation. It's not a game where you're keeping scores. It's a sacrifice that you're willing to give because you're ready to open up and allow your heart. You're ready to give your heart. You're ready to give it from your soul. You're feeling fuzzy. You're feeling warm inside. That's what you're talking about, true love. True love, as you understand it, requires hard work. When you are truly in love and you're putting your heart and your soul into it, in a state of mind, you're ready to work hard. You don't give up easy. You're ready to be committed. Are you committed to your relationship? Are you committed to that individual enough to say, I love you? You know, it's so amazing. I was recently, you know, I have no problem. When I see you, you know, I tell at this time when we're going through COVID-19, coronavirus, you ought to tell your family member, your friend, I love you. And mean it. Because we don't know whether we're going to see them the next day. But you got to have love from within to be able to let it project from your body into that person. When you're talking about commitment, commitment comes from within. When I say I'm committed to you, I'm not going to say it, I'm going to show it. That's going to be true love. In a relationship or in a marriage, you are required to make a commitment. If you're not committed to it, all you have is an attachment. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. All you have is an attachment. For whatever reason, there's an attachment, but it's not love. It's not true love. Trust. See, when you're ready and you're feeling fuzzy and warm inside and it's coming from your heart and soul, you can trust that individual. And I believe if you can trust somebody because you show trust. I think it's action. It's an action thing. It ain't about speaking and saying things. If you're listening to somebody telling you this and not doing anything to back it up in their form of action, they are attached to you. They're not truly in love with you. That began to explain a little bit of our title. I truly love you. Why I feel so bad. Because you may not be loving me like I love you. So I'm feeling bad because I'm giving all the effort. I'm showing all the action. In return, you're not doing anything. You're doing a minimal amount. And if you're doing it, you're doing it for the selfish part of you, the ego part of you. That's the challenge between true love and selfish love or ego love. You don't want to give any action. You think it's be automatic. You ready to take, just take and take. I mean, you want to receive, but you don't never want to give. You remember what I said, if I say I love you, it's a gift from me to you. Not to be abused or misused. Respect. True love is all about respect. It's one of the main things you must do to build the block of true love. When you're building the block, as we go up, we're building the block. We're starting out sacrifice. We're going up to hard work. We're going up to commitment. We're going up to trust. we're going up to respect. See how we put that one on the top? If you don't respect me, you can't love me. I can't love you. Because if I disrespect you, you can't tell me you love me. And we're talking about true love. I truly love you, but why do I feel so bad? That's why you will feel bad, because that person, you truly love that person, but they really don't. It's not reciprocated back to you. It's not. And I have that saying, and I've always said this throughout all my shows that I do through the week. When people show themselves, believe what you see. And run and run and run as fast as you can to get away from them. Because they're toxic. They're selfish. They're all about their ego. They don't care about you. They care nothing about you. Again, when they show themselves, believe what you see. Don't be afraid. Just run, 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 and run. I mean, literally, you can turn around and take out running if you want to, but you step away from them. You remove them from your life. You dismiss them. It's something I shared on many of my shows before, and I was telling everybody about when you are over a relationship, you're over somebody, you have to dismiss them. It's just like on a job. When they fire you, you dismiss. Even in a relationship, dismiss that person and speak it into existence. People always tell you, be careful. Be careful what you say. The tongue is powerful. It sure is. It is powerful. It's awesome. That's why when I'm no longer with you, I'm no longer want to be around you, when I ran as far, I'm going to dismiss you and I'm going to speak it into existence. And I'm not afraid to do that because I have to move on. I have to remove you from my life because you know what? We're not compatible. We're not compatible. Because if I'm understanding what true love is, and I'm showing the action, and you over there showing me selfish as well as ego love, man, you got to go. And don't backtrack. Don't go back. Don't say, well, I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. I know my host on one of my shows, we be talking, and I'm using this because I heard them, and they know I give them a hard time about it. All you holler about it, I'm going to give that person the benefit of the doubt. They ain't showing exactly who that. You think they all of a sudden going to change? They're only going to change unless they want to change. Just like you're not going to change unless you want to change. I want you to keep that in mind. We'll talk about true love. Let's look at some traits of true love. Traits, characteristics. Even some signs, if you want to call it. You know, one, you don't keep secrets. If I truly love you, what secret I got to keep from you? You know, one of the biggest things, I watch a lot of the shows that will be talking, like the divorce court and all these different shows, they be talking about relationships, and they be talking about why people suing each other. One of the biggest thing that somebody's trying to hide something. They're trying to keep a secret. You are trying to keep a secret. In when you truly love somebody, you don't keep secrets. Because as long as you keep that secret, it's going to create a problem later on in that relationship. It's going to keep you from loving that person where it comes from the heart, where it comes from the soul, and it's a state of mind. I love you. I truly love you is a state of mind. And I perpetuate that every day, and I do things to make sure it works that way. Again, when they show themselves, you got to let them go. When they show you selfish love or ego love, you have to cut them loose, and you have to dismiss them from your life. You have to just literally say, I no longer want to be around you. All the steps to take to cut that communication off, cut it off. On Facebook, block them, unfriend them. You have to remove them from your life. If not, as long as you leave that opportunity. You know, one of the things I want to kind of share with you while we're talking about cutting people off, when you start off meeting people, when you're talking about the tiers of relationship, you start off when you meet somebody, you put them in the category of associate. When I meet you, you may tell you my name, your name, I tell you my name. That's how far I wanted to go. Now, if I want to move to the next step, which is being acquainted, I begin to call you. You begin to call me. I see them little nice texts in the morning. Good morning. How are you? Are you doing okay? Are you having an awesome day? What's going on? I'm beginning to build something with you because I'm beginning to put you, I'm putting myself and who I am on your mind. You can't dismiss them. When you say it's done, you got to go. I have a thing, and everybody that know me, I don't backtrack. Somebody, what's that? I don't go back. When it's over, it's over. The reason why we call it quits, it won't change all of a sudden. Because when we experience things in life, we have a time stamp that's in our mind. People always talk about don't bring up what happened, you know, you got to get rid of the baggage and everything. But if it's so traumatic, if it was something that hurt you, you can't tell what you do to me and when you hurt me and tell me that, you know, it shouldn't feel that way because it don't feel that way to you. You can't tell me what hurts me and makes me feel bad. So if you do something, then 9 times out of 10, I feel like it's enough for me no longer to be with you. It's traumatic to me. It's a time stamp. And you have to have your own time stamp too. It means it's going to be back there in your mind, and whenever it comes back up, you still don't bring that back to the new relationship. You ain't bringing no baggage to the new relationship, but you put it out front. You set some boundaries from the beginning. And boundaries don't mean that you got to put walls up. There's certain things you're just not going to allow. You know, I was in a conversation with someone recently. They was talking about deal breakers in a relationship, marriage, whatever, and they said two deal breakers for them, and that deal breaker was they not going to be dealing with somebody that's going to cheat on them, and not going to deal with anybody physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, and spiritually abusing them. And they asked me, I said, I'm going to tell you from the start, if you cheat on me, you're done, and you ain't coming back, and I ain't coming back to you. But if you allow the moves from let that relationship go back to acquaintance, because you may have skipped that. Sometimes we got to understand people skip these tiers, and I'm going to go quickly over the tiers. Associate, when you first meet somebody. Acquaintance, when you continue to talk and building up this connection with them. And then the next one is friendship. And then the one we always get to is romantic. Some people skip from associate straight to romantic. You miss them two in the middle. Because the one, like acquaintance, you get to know that person. I was having a conversation. People call me often and ask me things. And due to being on the show and sharing my thoughts with them and everything. And I was telling them, they asked about. I said, if you want to know about somebody, go to Facebook. I mean, go to Google. Type them in. If you want to know something about them. It may not give you everything until you want to pay a few dollars. You can find out what everything you need to know. So I'm saying that's the stage. If you didn't get acquainted with that person or became friends and next thing you in the bed with them, you went from associate to the bed, ain't nothing good out of that. It was a pleasure. It was something you needed to get off your chest. And do not tell somebody a deal breaker for you is somebody cheating on you. However, if they cheat on you, you're going to get back. Revenge sex. There's a problem there. You never had anything. You become selfish. If they cheat and you say you want to tolerate it, step away from them. Run as fast as you can so you won't have to deal with that foolishness. Dismiss them from your life. All right, you don't have secrets. That's a true trait of true love. You don't play games. See, these people play games now. People say, wow, you like playing games and everything. And you know what? Something you may not be aware of, they keep scores. They keep scores. It's just like a football game. It becomes competitive. You know, I'm going to one-up you. You're going to one-up me. You know, I had a conversation earlier, and I was talking about somebody, when you be in a relationship and you break up, when you dismiss that person, they're going to come back, and when they see somebody else, they're going to tell the story that make them the victim, and they're going to blame you. They're playing games, and they keep it score. I one-up you. And if you're in that situation, that's not true love. That is not. If you're playing games, don't play games with them. Be straightforward with them. Some people say, you just so, you know, you're abrupt when you talk to people. But sometimes you have to be out there. You got to lay everything out. You're talking about, I'm ready to give my heart. I'm ready to open my internal part up. And I don't have time to play games. I don't have time to be with somebody that's holding back on a secret. You have to respect each other. You remember the one we talked about earlier? Respect. You have to respect. If I don't respect you, we're not going to be in a relationship. It's not going to be in a love there. I can just tell you that now. That's a wrap. Because if I don't respect, I'm going to talk to you how I want to talk to you. I'm going to do what I want to do. Because I feel like, you're not what I want. We have to keep that in mind. That's not true love. That's, you know, you got to get you're gonna get checked soon enough when you're always disrespecting somebody. There's always somebody out there can disrespect you just as well as you can disrespect them. You authentically care about that person. I mean, you really care. You want to know what's going on with it. Something happened. We're in a time through COVID-19. You know, I was surprised. I got I had a friend I had heard from about 6 or 7 months. They're up in the northern part of the Midwest. And I was wondering what was going on because I hadn't heard. But, you know, the reason I hadn't heard from them, they had been down with the coronavirus. They sent me pictures of them in the hospital, you know, with the breathing, ventilator, and all that right there. They're getting better now, but I'm telling you, I'm not telling you, but I just didn't know. But sometimes we don't want people to know what's going on. But authentically, it got me because I care. I want that person to be successful with this girl. I want all of us to be successful and not have to deal with this, but it's here. So we have to do everything to make sure we don't put ourselves in harm's way. The next thing is look beyond their faults. Look beyond their faults. Everybody has something that might not be something people may like or dislike. You may have a fault. You may grind your teeth. I'm just saying. You might, you know, snore. You know what I'm saying? You might twist and turn while you're asleep. That's a fault they have. You have to look beyond that. That can't be the deal breaker. You have to look beyond that fault. Show kindness. See, I talk about this on every show, all these things like this. Show kindness. If I show kindness to you, don't take that for weakness. Because I really care. And I feel like I truly can say I love you because I'm showing you kindness. You should do that. In return, love is reciprocation of the same act that's towards you. If you're not willing to do it, don't run around here telling somebody you love them to see what you can get out of them. Some people tell you love you so they can get your money. Some people tell you love you so they can get that other, you know, your own personal temple that you have. Some people tell you love you to see how they can make a fool like it. Some people tell you a lot of things like that. But when people are not kind to you, they can't show you kindness. That's not true love. Work toward improving your relationship. That's true love. You can't give up. You hit a snag. Everybody, even if they've been married and now divorced, or they're married right now, have a spouse, significant other, you ain't hit a snag. You ought to be willing if you want that, because this is true love. I'm investing. See, true love is an investment. That's what it is. Don't be afraid to bleed and feel in your heart that I'm investing, because I'm willing to invest my heart and my soul, because I created a state of mind. That's what true love is all about. The first time things get tough and rough, you can't get going. Don't be trying to run out of that when it gets tough. You had to work through. Personally, I said, when I was married, you know, things got tough. I thought we got where we couldn't fight anymore. And it was time to make a decision that was best for both people. But you got to fight it out. You just can't just walk away. You know, even though I said when people show themselves, I'm talking about when you're meeting people, even when you're married, when they begin to show you some behaviors you're not accustomed to, especially physically, mentally, and emotional, you got to make a decision. I know it's hard because you're thinking about, you know, I want to hang in there. I want to hang in. But when they start getting to the point when they're totally disrespecting you, when they, you know, everything you do is wrong, people gets me, you know, if you offer them, you know, they ask them, offer your advice, but they got to come back and make sure they get their point across. Sometimes you just have to be quiet and just listen. That's what love is all about, listening. All right. We talked about love and true love. If it's not true love, it's don't follow those categories, and you don't feel then it's an attachment. See, we got to understand what attachment, you know, the statement I read, it said, is it love or attachment? Think about attachment. You can be a part of this show. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give your name and location and offer your comments. You know, you're on Facebook, type in your comments. I appreciate everybody. I see my youngest sister on there, she said, hey, big brother, thank you so much. I've seen several other people saying right, but just type in your thoughts about exactly what we're talking about. True love. What do you think true love? I want you to type it in so I can read it off. What is true love? Type in your comment. But we're talking about attachment. Attachment is a need for someone to feel involved in your life. That's an attachment. Or in your self-esteem. Your esteem is so low that you need somebody that's going to lift you up. Fill a void. Attachment is when you feel off and cannot reply. Think about that. You're all alone. You can't reply on yourself. You cannot rely. Rely on yourself. You need somebody else to help you. You need a crutch. And I know we get down. This is a time when our mental state and our mental health and wellness is at challenge right now. Some of us can't stand to be in the house like we're forced to be in the house like we are now. So you got to attach to somebody or someone. True love or attachment. If it's not those characteristics, not those traits I mentioned on the true love, if it's not a state of mind, if it's not making you feel fuzzy and warm inside, then you're in an attachment with somebody. It's all right. I have no problem. If you choose to have that situation, it's all right to be attached to somebody. Some people marry and they don't really truly love that person, but they are attached to that person because that person might bring them status. That person might put them in a better position. And you marry for the benefits out of it. Yes, marriage is required, but it's not just that person providing the benefit. You have to give too. True love is giving and capable of receiving. Everybody not able to receive love. They're not able to receive love. So they like taking. But they need something from. They're all alone, their self-esteem is low, and they need attachment. You don't like being alone, you must rely on someone to make you feel better. You have to be able to do it. We're going to kind of quickly look at some things here. You know, when you're talking about attachment, it's just like, you know, you're out on a port during a storm. That storm is coming. You're all alone. You need to find someone to talk to. Sitting up at the house with coronavirus, COVID-19, you need somebody to talk to. Call your family member. Call your best friend. Call someone and be able to communicate with them. It ain't got nothing to do with love. You need that attachment. See, call them because you don't want to be alone. You need somebody to access, to hold you. Some people need to be held. So you call, you know, make that late call. You know, I don't have to put a name on it. You know what I'm talking about. That late call. Because you need to be held. That's attachment. Somebody to hang on to you. You know, it's just like any port. It's standing there all by itself, but it seems to be the welcome place for storms. Are you willing to be that person that's going to be that port that's considered to be in a welcome place in a storm? All I have to say is, to find true love, you can't stay there. You have to leave. Don't drop your anchor there. Ships is going to set dock. Drop that anchor there at that port. Don't drop your anchor there. When you're looking for love, open your heart up. Allow your soul to be connected with someone. Let it be a state of mind so you can grow, so you can mature, so you can enjoy life. And we have to know, is it an attachment or is it true love? If you're sitting there waiting to have somebody to be around, you have to have somebody to give you confirmation, have to have somebody to make you feel good about yourself, they're only an attachment. And they're only going to last for a while. Everything, when you just attach to it, it's like a season. You might be going through stormy times. We're going through coronavirus. We're going to COVID-19. We're dealing with that. But it's only a storm that's going to last for a little while. People come in your life and they become seasons. True love allows those people to stay all four seasons. I truly think they need to be able to stay eight seasons, four the first year and four the second year. When you know that, you in build, you have a chance to learn each other, you in build. So you can find out really what truth, but you have to go with some self-love when you get started. You have to go with trust. You have to go with respect. You have to go with commitment. You have to go with connection. You have to go with communication. It's all about true love. All of these things right here. If you're doing those things, you have a chance to be successful. And that's what we want to make sure you do. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll identify you, the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you, just ask you to, give your name and location. If you choose, give me a comment. Come on, chat with me. Talk with me. Let me know how you feel. What is true love to you? Are you in a relationship that's all about attachment? You have somebody because you have to have someone. You know, one of the things we talked about it on several shows, and I got several things I'm going to touch on with our last 10 minutes. People used to say a half a man is better than no man. Or a half a woman is better than no woman. I ain't seen a half of nothing better than a whole yet. you could operate on that glasses half full, you know. You can operate with that theory, but I don't think so. When I truly love you, I want all of you. I want you to be able to reciprocate the same love I'm giving to you. It's not an attachment. It's true love. Let's look at some key components of a lasting true love relationship, a lasting love. First, you got to master real commitment. So you're going to be a master of real commitment, or a master of commitment. That's the first thing you have to become, a master of commitment. That means you work hard on it. You grind at it. You make sure it happens. Become emotionally transparent. Can't be afraid. You can't hide, you know, you can't hide, try to hide your feelings, but you can't wear your feelings on your shoulders neither. You just got to be transparent with your emotions. Break the cycle of blame and criticism. Remember, I said something about that earlier. Somebody always, when the end of a relationship, somebody going to be the victim, okay, and you got to blame somebody, and you're keeping score. Constructive criticism is always good, but just criticizing somebody and blaming somebody because it don't work, that is not a key to a lasting true love relationship. You have to take your attention away from fixing the other person. Hey, that's one right there. Some people, I can change that person. People can only be changed if they want to be changed. They got to change themselves. So you can't spend your time trying to have a lasting true love situation or true relationship when you're trying to fix somebody else. You got enough on your hands. So you're trying to fix them, not allowing your own creativity to come out. Because you're trying to fix them. You can't, I say your shoulders only round or wide enough to handle what's between, you know, what's here. What's all about you. You can't fix other people. You can't change other people. They have to change themselves. You know? If you continue to attempt to fix people and not use your creative part of yourself, you're going to lose out. That relationship, the love for that person won't last. The last one is you become a master of verbal and nonverbal appreciation. You know what that is. Hey, I really appreciate it. You're looking nice today. You know, why should when your mate, the person you love, dress at home with you real nice and you don't tell them, they look nice, but they had to go out in the street and hear somebody else tell them that. There's always somebody that's waiting to tell them. So give it to them at home. It could be verbal or nonverbal. When you're walking out in public, grab their hand. Hold on to them. Show your love for them. Don't be afraid. So make sure those keys you can think about and you can use so you can have lasting love. Let's look at some more characteristics that I think you really, we talked about traits, we talked about signs of true love, internal and easy attraction. Internalize this. It comes from internal, and it's easy to be attracted to somebody when you already have a connection with them. Connection, respect, mutual respect. You must have mutual respect toward that person. You have to respect them, and they'll respect you. Acknowledgement. Again, that's all about verbal and nonverbal appreciation. Compassion. Everybody don't have compassion, but you got to have compassion and have true love. Trust. I said that earlier. You got to be able to trust that person, but you got to trust yourself first. Cooperation. You got to be able to cooperate. You got to give and take. It can't be just your way. You can't be selfish. And you can't be egotistic to the point where you forget that you're in a true love situation. Mending, you got to be able to, well, as I said earlier, you got to be able to take a step back. You got to be willing to work hard. You got to be able to listen. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to the point where you're willing to work on this relationship. You got to be able to mend. You can't hold that hurt inside. You can't punish people forever. Everybody said, well, you know, I forgive you. You know, just forgive them. I didn't say forget. I said forgive because whenever something happened to you, it time stamped in your life. It's time stamped in your brain. So what you have to do is make sure you cooperate to make sure that happens. Mend to make sure that happens. You don't want nobody. You got to be cooperative enough that if you do something, they forgive you. So you got to forgive them. Work toward mending that. And last, friendship. You got to develop a friendship. If you don't have that, that's not a good characteristic of true love. If you don't have friendship, you don't have a true love situation. And last but not least, we're going to look at being in a true love situation. Are you just in a phase? That's back to, is it true love or attachment? These are some things, are definite signs that you may encounter when you feel like you're actually in love. It's just some questions. What brought you together? Was it a connection? Because it has to be a connection where you're willing to open up with. How do you feel when you see him or her? Ask yourself that question. Are you thinking of him or her most of the time? You're at work. One of the greatest things you can do is, yes, people want to send flowers, super to the job, for your wife, for your significant other, but call them and tell them, I'm just thinking about you. Text them and let them know, I'm thinking about you. That's the person you truly love. Why would you text somebody else and don't text the person you truly love? Are you the person that initiate things? You know, some people, well, I can't hug on people. I can't hug on my mate. Like, you got to initiate. A hug go a long way, people. Why it's a customary thing all over the world when you meet somebody and they give you a hug. It goes along. You got to initiate that. We're talking about true love. You talk about him or her with your family and your friends. You're truly in love. You're talking about that person. There's nothing wrong with that. You care more about him or her than yourself. Tell me about that. Talk with me. Let me know what's going on. Tell me, do you care about that person? I got some people saying that's right on some of the things I'm stating. I'll say, you know, they said, this too shall pass. I mean, this is from our host, and she come and join us, Minister Shannon Hendry. She's saying, great show. Thank you so much, Minister Shannon. Two more things is, you don't bail on him when the time get tough, or her. Things are getting uncomfortable. You got to get in the car and go and stay 2 or 3 hours. And I was watching the show the other day. We down to how much time? 1:40. So I got to speed this up. And the person, the young lady had, you know, have a guy she's staying with, and hey, she have 2 children. And she is even not his children. He's just been an awesome dad with them and being there for them. She would get mad with him and leave those children there and be gone 2 days. That's not how it works. You don't look at him or her as an object. You look at that person as the person you love. That's what we're talking about. I truly love you. Why you make me feel bad? These things will make you feel bad. Let me give a shout-out to these individuals. I want to make sure I give them a shout-out on Instagram, because I have a minute on that phase of it broadcast. We have Shay_Boogie, which is Shani Brown. Thank you, Shani, so much. We have _Miss_Renee. Thank you, Renee, so much. We have Eva Eva, I'm going to say it, Diva. I'm not saying it right. Make sure you give me a shout out. Let me know. Those of you that are on Facebook, let me give you this shout out so we can have it also on Instagram. Lisa Marie Smith Sherrod, thank you so much. We have Melba Flowers. We have my nephew, Sean Smith. We have Marvin Smith. Lala, thank you so much for joining us. We have the Queen Ministress, Shannon Lewis, our host of the Minister Shannon Show, as well as co-hosts on our shows from time to time. We also have Monique Sunshine Boyd Seaborn. Thank you so much for joining us as well. Terrence Babyhead Gibson, Sean Smith is my nephew and also a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I got to give him a shout out. Terrence Babyhead Gibson out of the great state of Florida down there in Miami. And he, I be trying to get his, when he do his DJ, and I try to, when he's live on Facebook, I make sure I get it out on my Facebook page so you can see him doing an awesome job. We also have, he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, if I missed that. We have Carmen Charms. Thank you. Charms, I'm saying Carmen's Charms. Carmen's Charm. Okay, awesome. Yvette Smith, my biological youngest sister, thank you so much. Kimberly Rainey, thank you so much. Kim 45 Fabulous, thank you so much. Ella St. James, thank you for joining us as well. We have Evangelist Madness Starch, thank you so much. It's very much for watching. And I gave a shout out to Minister Shannon already. Lewis, thank you so much. It's been an awesome show tonight. Check us out on Monday. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll be check us out on Tuesday with the Dr. Lowe Show. And we're going to be doing some awesome things coming up Tuesday. That's our relationship show. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's been awesome tonight. It's 7:02, and we're getting ready to close this thing out. It's just been great. You know, I have something I want to play for you as we get ready to close out. Again, take care of yourself. Be safe. Stay home. Be safe. Because coronavirus is out there. You don't know who has it. So you can't take a chance and go out there and be among those individuals because they're opening up stores. And, you know, you'll be just not going to be able to function like you need to function because you don't know who. Wear your mask. Wear your gloves. Come back. Make sure you wash your hands. If you got gloves on, take that hand sanitizer. Wash your gloves. Wipe them off to get home, get some of those clothes off, and just try to keep that coronavirus down to its limit. And I just want to make sure you really have an awesome weekend, and I look forward to having you. You know, my hashtag is keep on grinding. Keep on grinding. Again, let me go back to our Tuesday night show at 7 o'clock. That's the Dr. Lowe Show. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and I'm the Real Relationship Guru. So check me out on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Also, I want you to give this hashtag that you keep this in mind. This hashtag is communicate for understanding, that number 4, because you definitely have to be able to talk back and forth with each other. So that's what I said before, and that's 4, F-O-U-R, communicate for the number 4, understanding. Then also, another hashtag is dealing with coronavirus, and I want everybody to understand it because I love you enough that I want you back on the show on Thursday, Monday, whatever day we're broadcast, which is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We just rotate weeks where we don't have to go every day, but you have to take care of yourself. You have to. This hashtag, and I want you to be able to share it with people, stay home and stay alive. I want you to remember that. Stay home and stay alive. That's that hashtag. And last but not least, as I play this awesome song, I know this young lady, I taught her mom, so she's out there trying to get her career started off. And she's a beautiful singer. She's a performer well. She performed real well. And I want to play her song. You know, I don't have the rights to the song. She owns the rights to it, but I've been, you know, just trying to make sure we get her out there as well. That's Tamara McClain, and it's called Shake It, and that's what it is. Shake it. Shake this stuff off. If it ain't true love, shake it off and keep it moving. Because you know what? It's all about this. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it.
Have a great week.